did. I am not the voices in my head. I am not the pieces of the brokenness inside. I am light. 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 I'm not the mistakes that I have made, or any of the things that caused me pain. I am not the pieces of the dream I left behind.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to our Sunday morning together, our rebirth Sunday, where we are rebirthing what Sunday looks like, means to us, and how we express it in our day-to-day as well. And I am your host, LaTanya Taylor, affectionately known as the Rev Coach, the Juicy Spirit Mama, the Priestess of Purpose, Pleasure, and Passion. And you are my co-host, those of you who are on the call for the first time, or the OGs on the call that have been with Rebirth Sunday when it was Super Soul Sistar Sunday, and now the transformation. Those who have been here, you own stake in this process, if you will. And I want to welcome those of you who are here for the very first time. It's my honor to hold this space for you and your awakening and your maintenance, your spiritual maintenance, and your continual exploration of yourself and spirit. Last week, we came to you from the beachside, impromptu, totally not planned out, but we made it happen together. And what a joyous time it was to be in nature and to take our praise and worship into the water and let the water carry us into our next ceremony, which was our day of consecration for the ladies who have been in the 6-month rites of passage process called the Juicy Spirit Womanhood Rites of Passage. And those of you who are on the call who have been through the process, you know what a joy, oh, what a fellowship, oh, what a divine experience it is for those who have participated. And those who are on the way, we actually pray for those who are getting themselves together to show up, to rise up, and to turn up in their own lives as well. We're doing that now. We're holding space for that now. We can't talk too much about that process in this space. So, of course, you may not have known everything, why the sisters were saying what they were saying in their impartation on last week, but that's okay. The fact is that you know a woman that has taken her life, her womanhood, the definition of how she wants to live in her own hands. And so I want to continue with the spirit and the energy of Peter getting out of the boat. You know, we've been talking about shift everything this year, and everything really has been shifting this year. I promise you, when the Holy Spirit gives me titles and or focuses for the year, I don't always know the cosmic alignment for the year ahead. I don't always know what the year entails. A lot of times I'm just being obedient, and I'm starting to get some clarity for 2020, and I'm gonna just drop a little seed in your ear today, just because I want to give you a little hint of where we're gonna go for our challenge, our 30-day challenge for the month of November. Yeah, we're gonna do it just like we've been doing it. In terms of, because that challenge always gets us ready for the year ahead. And this time it'll be a little bit more involved for the community. But I tell you, I'm feeling it, and I do want to deposit a little seed of listening into your ear, seed of listening. I like that. Into your ear, because it could set the tone and the energy for where we're going and where I'm feeling called for us to go for the remainder of this year and for next year, because next year is all about clear vision. And so, you know, I'm getting clearer with vision and doing deeper work, even in my personal relationships, in plant-based medicine ceremonies, just in my preparation for my next level of initiation and such. So I do want to encourage. I don't have to know what you're getting ready for, but I know all of us in here usually are very purposeful. And so I want to just drop a little seed from what I consider my mentor. So just listen with your ears wide open if you can.
If you could get $1 million feeling, $1 million would have to come to you if it looked like it was dropping out of the sky. It wouldn't actually be coming from outside of you. It would be coming from within your own consciousness. And, of course, this is one of the great mystic secrets. Nothing really comes to you from outside of you. Everything comes to you from within your own consciousness. Everything comes to you from within your own inner feeling about yourself. Not according to what others think and feel about you, but your experiences come to you. Your cursing or your blessing, your good or your evil, comes to you out of your own inner consciousness. And once again, let me make the startling statement. If you could get $1 million feeling.
So that is brought to us this morning from Reverend Ike. I'm sure that was a teaser and you want more. So let's dive into the more. In terms of the $1 million feeling, I would say that this week, I don't know if those juicy butterflies who came from consecration really got this, but we were on million dollar estates, not just little millions, but millions of dollars estates. We stayed in a million-dollar property. And I just want to talk about getting that millionaire feeling, that million-dollar feeling in our spirit, because many of us, we talk about one day being a millionaire. We talk about these extravagant desires that we have, but then when it's time for us to shift, to move, the inner conversations, the inner stories, sometimes it feels like too much work. And so we get busier and busier with something else to do, something else to have, something else to be, somewhere else to look for our worth. And oftentimes what the truth is, we are avoiding, or we are attached, or there are cords that are attached to us that we cannot see. Oh, God, I can't emphasize that enough. And this is why the women who come to work with me in any process, whether it be private coaching, whether it be retreats and seminars, or whether we are doing group processes, I would even say that some of my master classes that are available now to the public, that there's a cord cutting process, there's an emptying out process that's necessary in order for us to make room. And so, so when we talk about getting that million-dollar feeling, my question to you this morning is, what are you making room for? Oh, my God. See, I want you to think about that. If you've ever cleaned up your house, if you've ever looked at clutter around your house, you wonder why certain things aren't happening in your vision, in the desires of your heart. And then there is clutter, there's chaos in your beingness, and though it's become so normal that you really don't even look there, because oftentimes people who are busy and in chaos, they aren't spending any quality time with people who got that million-dollar feeling, you know, people who, and I know that there are creatives who have that million-dollar feeling and they are millionaires, but usually by the time you get to millionaire, multimillionaire status, you are basically, you've made some power decisions to surround yourself with certain people that can help move your vision. The problem oftentimes with us and our vision is we want to keep surrounding ourselves with the same people, wanting them to accept us, approve of us, or pay them back for something and because of our unworthiness. And so therefore, we create chaos and attachments and commitments and unspoken contracts with people that we made long ago when we were children. Sometimes we made it when they bailed us out of situations, and secretly inside we feel indebted to other people, or we're being bulldozed over by the guilt, the shame of shoulds. And you know, well, I should do it because I'm the oldest child. I should do it because my mama trusted me to handle this particular thing. I should. And so you find yourself shoulding on yourself in your secret closet. You're not praying in your secret closet, pulling down strongholds in your secret closet. You really are going into your secret closet of shame, guilt, and shoulding. Some of you are married to your shoulds. Well, I should marry this particular one because it's safe. This particular one, we got time invested, so I should be with him. I got pregnant by him. I should be with him. I had a baby already when he met me. I had three children when he met me, and so since he took me on, oh, come on now, if you act like you are some type of welfare project, and so you have married your should, but not necessarily what it is that is your heart's desire. So I just want to go into that secret place and something called me to the infinite yes. You all know, if you've heard this text, because we spent a whole year prior to last year in the year of yes. And here's a book from an oracle, and she writes like an oracle, and I'm going to read it just like she wrote it, and I pray that it lands into your space where you may have had a little room because you showed up this morning. Remember that moving into consciousness of allowing yourself to be healed is not the same thing as fixing yourself. I'm not asking you to look for what's wrong with you. I'm asking for you to look for the places where you need to shine the most. Look for what is right about you and deal with everything that prevents and blocks you from expressing this rightness. I'm reading from the section called Your Real Self Reveals as You Heal. It's not that there is something wrong with you that we need to fix and do something to. No, quite the contrary. There is everything right about you, and you must create the space for what is within you to shine through. The manner in which you deal with yourselves in your individual psyches is how you deal with each other. I rather like the phrase that you, Reverend Deborah, had been using, feel, deal, and heal. Y'all heard me say that. I say feel, heal, and deal. You can't heal what you don't feel. You can't deal with anything that you don't feel by hiding, reneging, obscuring, camouflaging, overcomplicating, and like you are preventing each other from getting information about one another. You are attempting to keep facts, feelings, premonitions, insights, and like from the other. You don't tell the truth, my children. You don't tell the truth to yourselves. You don't tell the truth to each other. You don't tell the truth to me, me being God, not even at the level of your own personal experiential truth. You are so afraid that if you are really feeling, thinking, or going through, that what you are really feeling, thinking, or going through were known by all of the people around you, they would separate themselves from you, alienate you, and leave you feeling all alone. This fear of rejection and separation keeps all of you in line or in lying, L-Y-I-N-G. You conclude with the false idea of revealing only what you think the other people want to know, what they want to hear, what they want to see. You can do this so much that you forget who you really are. You can do this so much that you forget that you are not your facade. Excuse me. No, you are not a facade. You are not a cardboard figure. You, human flesh and bone, incarnation of a wonderful, wonderful spirit. Now, let's talk about truth. In the realm of truth, there is oneness. There's truth with a little T and there's truth with a capital T. It is neither subjective or objective. You will be confused about oneness if you try to comprehend it using your analytical process. Can I emphasize that for those who like to stay in their head and overthink? We can say ouch or amen. I can say ouch and amen. Sometimes I'm the one overthinking. And so subjective and objective are not opposites. Objectivity is what you individually and collectively agree upon, what you call subjectively believe anyway. No, my truth, God's truth, yes, it is mine, transcends all of that. In the truth with the big T, there is no persona or personality. The truth with the big T transcends human experiences, conditions, and circumstances and judgments. The truth reigns supreme. The truth is that all things work together for good. The truth is that everybody and everything is already perfect, whole, and complete. The truth is that everything has a place in the divine plan, and it is not necessary for you as human beings to judge what is good and what is bad, what should go and what should stay. The truth is that it all belongs somewhere. This is the truth. There is often much confusion. Sometimes we get confused, y'all. On one hand, you're told that you must get in touch with the deepest level of your feelings, which are often laden with profound senses of inferiority, inadequacy, failure, self-centeredness, the full range of human experience. Yet, you are also told at the same time that you are perfect, whole, and complete. So you ask, well, which one is it? Am I what I feel, or am I what I say that I am in spirit? Just what am I? Well, there's an answer here. My children, you are both. And this is what you have to come to grips with. You are both. Beyond all of your experiences and what you think about anything and everything, there is a truth about you, that you are made of spirit, in spirit, by spirit, and that as spirit, you are perfect, whole, and complete. The truth of your being is absolutely unconcerned with all of your little truths. For your little truths can in no way shape or form, dictate, or define your big truth. Understand what I'm saying here. The difference of your spiritual truth towards your personal truth does not make your truths invisible or marginalized. They are not rendered totally out of the picture. It is more a matter of priorities or of status and stature. Your larger truth refuses to be influenced by your personal truth. Too many of you are constantly trying to influence your understanding of your larger spiritual truth by projecting onto it all of the so-called shortcomings perceived in your little truths. Your larger truth is transcendent. I want y'all to bookmark that word for those of you who are new in this study. You transcendent. Go look that up on your tongue. When you hear words in this circle, go study and show thyself approved. When you hear phrases in here, raise your hand, send an inbox, talk to somebody about, I heard you say this. I love it when people say, you know what, well, I was taught this, and now I'm hearing this. How do I reconcile the two? Come on now. Your larger truth is transcendent. Yes, it wants to be involved with, engage with, work with. It wants to create with, play with, rejoice with everything that is unique about your personality, but only with the understanding that the driving force, the foundation stone, the underlying premise of everything about you is that you are perfect, whole, and complete. So this is the direction for trusting the process, for making room. Some of you are too afraid to tell God much of your truth because you think maybe it won't be a good thing. However, it's just the opposite. Throw open the cupboards. Open up the drawers. Throw open the window shades. Draw back the curtains. Open up the windows. Lift up the carpets. Take the latches off of the basement and open the doors to the attic. As you find all of these places in your physical house, you have all of them in your emotional house. Understand what each one signifies in me. When you let the light of truth, big T, in, all things work together for good. Oh, there may be momentary upheaval, the upheaval of when you start to tell people no, when you say you're moving from where you are to another city, to another state, to another house, to another job, to another relationship. Come on now, there may be upheaval. That means sometimes your children are going to have to grow up. That means sometimes that your family's going to have to be creative. And you have to be willing to make new friends, to have new business associates, to speak a new language. So the comfort zone may be yours of staying where you are so that you can avoid the upheaval. Oh, there may be momentary gnawing and gnashing of teeth. There may be drama aplenty. But just remember that after the storm is the rainbow. The clouds are passing by and passing through. When you weather through a storm, a great victory occurs within yourself. You come on through the other side, chastened but confirmed. The next time around will not be so scary. Every time you face the demons in your mind and are willing to confront other people with the truth of what is really going on with you at your deepest level, you create a space and an opportunity to win. I love that song, Win, 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 Win. It's a hip-hop song. Anybody know it, tell me when we get off the call. That Win, Win, Win song. Boy, I tell you, I just love that particular song, all of the winning songs. I love them because some of us are so used to focusing on overcoming defeat that we don't know that we're putting emphasis on defeat and not winning. Some of us accept defeat too soon. The moment that there's conflict, we run, we shut down, we say that, oh, they're not positive, not understanding that sometimes you got to stand flat-footed and look drama, upheaval, and chaos in its face so that you can come through on the other side saying, I did it. I won. It's my victory. I overcame that. And those of you who have done it, you know what it is. You know what it is when you've done it in relationships, not just romantic ones, but friendships where you wouldn't trade in a new friend for an old friend that you've been through the storm with. Come on now. Those of you who have built a team, those of you who are in business, the people who are in business who slept on floors for a little while before they were able to get furniture, people who are in business now who live in comfortably with so many rooms and so many beds and TVs in every room that they remember when they didn't have. And so that victory is theirs. And you will always win regardless of what it looks like in the short term when you do this, when you face, when you open the coverage, draw back the curtains, open the windows, lift up. In other words, stop sweeping things under the rug. Trust me. Holy Spirit says, trust me. Trust the process. And then the Holy Spirit says, I know it's a really big thing to ask of you as human beings to trust the process, the unknown, what you can't see, the newness, getting out of your comfort zone. But when you don't, my children, you get in the way. And so maybe today the prayer is simply, move me out of the way of the places where room is being made for me. Move this clutter in my mind, my spirit, and in my house, both the physical, the metaphysical, and the spiritual. And so you cannot even come into this spiritual consciousness being so heavenly bound that you're no earthly good. This spiritual consciousness requires a demonstration. It requires you to get out of your own way. It requires you to make room. And that means there's going to be times where we have to unlearn and relearn. There's going to be some things that you didn't know that was standing in the way that you get to face. There's some we need to make some room in order for us to get into that millionaire mindset. And so I thank you for listening for this brief moment of time with you this AM this Sunday. I want to do a little something to, I like sometimes to confirm the message. And I'm going to go with the very first person that was on the call just to see what energy is governing the group. And I want, I'm going to unmute 601-529. And I want you to choose a number between 1 and 25.
That would be me.
Unmuted.
Okay, this is Karen. That would be me. Number 17.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to unmute the line, and we're going to see, let the Holy Spirit work like it normally does. I haven't looked at what that number 17 leads us to, but now it's time for you to become co-host. If there's something that you heard in your listening this morning that made your spirit jump, your spirit leap, your belly leap, the Mary and the Martha experience of, I know you are carrying something. And so when I spoke, the thing that you are carrying, something inside of you, even if it was conviction that you've been avoiding, some, even if it's just encouragement to stay the course for somebody that was turning around, even if it's just confirmation of where you are and where you want to be. So I want to open up the space and let you co-host. What did the Holy Spirit say to you as you were listening that you were willing to share and deposit into somebody else who is waiting on a word just from you, not me, you, my co-host? The line is open.
Boy, so many thoughts. But you said something about transcending. If you could give me that word in the sentence that you used again. I think it was transcending, right?
Transcendence. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I wish, could you use it in a sentence again? I kind of lost the thought on that.
Nope. Because I'm so far out of that now. I'm out of that text now.
Okay. Well, I don't know what the things that I have personally gone through in a year time of awakening and learning the hunger I have. Of course, definitely, it is caused in me an ear, having an ear for others who are kind of going through what I was going through, really searching and needing a release. I went through a divorce after 20 years, but that I'm fine with. And on Friday night, I was having a discussion because I was reading an article about a woman, a celebrity, who had opened up finally to discuss how she felt about leaving her husband, about the breakup, and how she found out about his new girlfriend, whatever. And I was just saying, you know, I think women are getting tired of this stuff. Women are getting tired, they are leaving. And as I was having that conversation, I got a phone call from a friend who was going through this, what she's been going through for longer than me. She's been married longer than me. And I recognized that the reason that she was fussing about it so much, she was doing all this fussing, and to myself, I was thinking, she ain't tired yet, because she's still fussing. And it's bad, and I'm being an ear for her. I'm being an ear for her. That's my friend. I love her. But I'm going to be an ear. I'm going to listen. And I have come to the place where, you know, I as a friend, I'm the kind of friend that will get involved in my friend's life. I mean, I have been the friend that I will say something. I'm bold and say, I ain't going to tell you what to do. Because I just felt, religiously, I learned that, you know, saying, you don't tell nobody to leave their spouse, you know. And so I just listened. And I kind of helped them to come to the answer themselves. But all I can do is testify about the freedom that I felt since I made the decision to choose me. And you were saying that what the million-dollar feeling, it doesn't come from something without. It comes from something within. And so I am free now to really authentically be me. And it feels so damn good. Because I dress, I'm in the beauty and fashion industry, and I've always enjoyed that. I enjoyed that at one time, and that was really me. I feel empowered being me. I feel more creative being me. And now that I don't have to perform or contort to some person that I have been religiously taught that I could do. And so when I'm telling someone that, it's kind of hard because I don't want to take them too fast because it can be freaky, some of the stuff that I've learned and some of the stuff I might say is too heavy for someone who's still religiously bound. And so, but knowing that all that I can do is tell them how I feel now. I feel good. It feels good being a girl. Again, now I feel different, and I realize, man, I love the way I'm on a business trip now, shopping for my boutique, and it just feels empowering to be in that space with other people who are creative too. They have a business and we trying, and you know, even though at that place somebody trying to talk me into getting something expensive and way too expensive for my salon, I know that I'm not there yet. So I'm just taking my business a level up, and I have no problem with humble beginnings. I'm going to take it up to the level where I'm ready at, and that is further than I've been, but it's for me. And I know that, you know, I don't want to shoot way up too fast and then fall, but the freedom of being me now, of me, even the attention that I get from guys. I mean, I'm not going to lie, I love the boys. You know, I'm not crazy over the boys where I got to have them, you know, but I love the boys. And I love business. And so that is within me, of me even wanting a partner for life, wanting him to be business oriented so that we can create together. You know, the things that I want, meeting someone who almost fits the bill, who I feel fits the bill, but I'm going to wait and give it time to see if you can really do what you say you can do, sir. Because you're talking a good game.
I see.
And so you're talking a good game, but I need to see if you can do some of the stuff you say you can do first. And so these are the demands that I don't have to say, listen here, fella, what can you do for me? I don't have to see it like Janet Jackson said, what can you have you done for me, lady? I don't have to do that, but I'm going to wait and see, because I don't want to tell you what you need to do for me. I want you to figure out. I want you to already know what it is that you have to do for me if we're really connected to each other. And I feel that freedom of choosing me, and I can create better, I think better, and most importantly, I use my voice. I'm practicing on using my voice because I lost it. When you lose yourself, you lose that. You think you're doing well.
Yeah, you better say it.
you think I was doing well in those 20 years that I was married, and after one big affair that he had, you know, it's just like that's when I opened my eyes. But then when I on the outside of it, I'm thinking, how many times I caught this little bit of thing, and I saw that little bit of thing, and I didn't use my voice, I didn't say nothing, because religiously, I'm trying to be the good girl. I'm trying to do because that's what the old ladies did. Now they stuck it out. You stay with your husband now. I don't care if you got 8 kids and whatnot. You stay with your husband. You're supposed to stand your ground and stick with that. So that's what I was trained to do unconsciously. I was trained to do that because that's what I saw. And then they did that because that's what they were taught in church. I don't know where this freaking idea came from, but you know, to be submissive. Now I changed my thoughts on that. Now I'm not ashamed to change my thoughts on anything that had me religiously torn up and bound in my thinking and just had me in a place. It took me a long time. Why did it take me so long? That what happened?
Oh,
I should have been.
Well, that's a good segue to. That's a great prayer to pray. You know, And I don't know if anybody else has had that feeling of why did it take so long for me to get it on whatever it is. But you've said so a mouthful. You've been all over the board. But the thing that you said that has struck a chord in terms of this message, you said that when you were talking about your friend and you said she was fussing, and you said she ain't tired yet. She ain't really tired. Okay. She not done yet. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, y'all know the women on this call who are listening. You know, a lot of times you always hollering at the children, but you don't have no power no more because you always hollering, you always screaming, and you always making threats, and even your children don't even respect you because the truth is your voice has no power because when you say a thing, you don't really mean what you're saying. She said she ain't tired yet. And so that's what happens. That's the kind of upheaval that the text was talking about. The text was talking about the upheaval of, see, when you get tired of listening to people who ain't tired yet. And then when you call them out on not being tired and you stand up and say, I'm tired, I'm not doing it anymore. You shift the pie shifts, and people are okay oftentimes, in my opinion. A lot of people who are in comfort zones, particularly in the South and particularly sometimes even in the Caribbean, the most psychology has been done on us to just fuss about it but not do anything about it. We could do that. We can even say that in terms of our communities and why people can just come and shoot us down and feel like there's no consequence because we become docile as a people.
Ooh.
That's because of a. You said. Well, I don't know how our mothers got like that. Oh, now you getting up into the juicy text. We got to go into rebirth woman. That might be a good Wednesday call.
Oh,
why did our mothers take what they took? Because there is a history of survival and slave mentality in womanhood. But I'm going to stop talking about that right now, see if I can just drip on you today, and then we'll open up the valve on next Wednesday.
Yes, indeed. We're going to have to make room, honey,
because if... Wait a minute, Karen. Wait a minute, baby. We got to let other people get in here this morning.
I'm sorry.
All right. The lines are open. If it's something that you heard even from me or from Karen this morning, we're going to keep on building because this is where we pass to our sisters. Who am I passing to this morning?
Nina.
Come on through, Nina.
Grand Rising, everything you said resonated with me. And
stepped all over my toes and everything else, but I am here for all of it. I talked to you earlier this week, and you gave me a formula for working through the things that I brought to the table, and I realized that, you know, it doesn't have to be hard or heavy. What I realized in the process is that you gave me you've said it before, you know, don't forget to enjoy the process. It doesn't have to be hard. And I realized that what you gave me was an invitation to play with my experience, to lean into the playfulness of it and to make it joyful. It doesn't have to be hard. And when I realized that, I literally started giggling to myself. It doesn't have to be hard. Sometimes getting through all of the things that got you to the place of feeling stuck or being stuck, it seems mountainous. But you can play through getting to the other side of it. You know, you can sit in lotus. You can, or you can make it hard. It's a choice, but it doesn't have to be. You can play with it. And so this week I have been playing with the idea of playing with it, of, you know, dancing to the rhythm of my own beat, really dancing to the rhythm of my own beat. There's this song called Dance Me to the End of Love, and that has been, even before Consecration Week, that song came to me, and it's funny that now I see it in a whole different light, and I have been toying around with the idea that the song says, Dance Me to the End of Love, and hopefully we have, like, divine love, romantic love, phileo love, all the different kinds of love, all of our lives, but the idea of dancing with love to the end of love, whatever that means, because I don't think love ever ends, just, you know, it helps me move through to get to where I want to be. So that's
beautiful.
My deposit.
Thank you. I love it. I love it. Thank you for sharing. And now she's passing to her sister. We have time for one more. There one. I'm going to channel the spirit of our dean in the our dean in our juicy process, who says,
I know you got a word. You sitting in this space. You got a word, and I'm not gonna cuff for you. I'm not gonna cover for you. And that's the thing where we need to do, where we need to open up the covers, lift up the carpet, take off the latches of the basement, open the doors of the attic. See, some of you keep on coming on this call the same way, doing the same shit that you do in your life. When somebody asks you what you want, I don't know. Or when somebody says, how do you want it? Well, whatever you want. But then when it's time for you to speak over your life on something that you heard, the only thing you can say is, well, thank you. No, it ain't about me. It's about you. And the truth of the matter is, you're not used to being, you used to having to get permission. But when permission is already granted, on the top said, look at that. You got handcuffs on your throat chakra. You can't even unlock yourself. Oh yeah, I want you to feel the discomfort of sitting in the comfort zone of silence Sunday after Sunday. Oh, you got a word. And if you don't have a word, then go listen, go tune into YouTube and just go get full to the overflow, to the point where you laid out and slain up in front of your altar. You know, I'm just messing with you now. I'm just poking you. I'm just poking you out a little bit. But nevertheless, my tendency then is to sometimes preach a little harder, go a little harder, go in. But what I am shifting that. I'm declaring that shift. If you want to stay on the cross like Karen's friend, then you ain't tired yet. That makes me think of the Mississippi Mass Choir. No, I'm not tired yet, but it's another meaning for some of you all. No, I'm not tired yet. Some of y'all need to just go sing that song and just go get happy about it. Get happy with the fact that you're really not tired of staying the same, being the same, which is shy, which is indifferent, which is I don't have anything to say. No, I'm not tired yet. Mm-mm. No, I'm not tired yet. But see, that elder is singing about not being weary, that I will mount up on wings of eagle. I will run and not faint, walk and not be weary. Come on now. So I probably got that scripture twisted, but the whole point is you get it. When you mount up on wings of eagles, sometimes you got to reposition everything, shift everything. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? You got to shift everything. If you talk a lot, be quiet sometimes. If you don't, you tend to say nothing, then just find something in yourself and just go on and become the teapot. You know, when the teapot starts boiling, you can't make it be quiet. You can take it off of the fire, and it'll pipe down a little bit, but it's a slow reduction. When you get enough fire under you, and not pain, it doesn't have to be pain for you to choose to be in purpose, for you to choose to be passionate about speaking over your life, because what your words on these Sundays are prayers, you see? And then our prayers join together, and then they go higher. And so yep. I promise you, for those of you who do this and get on the call and you take from the space and you say you're lifted from the space, right? What if I did what a lot of people do, which is just get on, tell you what you need to know, and just close out the call? Would you like that better? Or do you, because look at the parts of you that despise this time in the call, right? This time in the service where you got to be seen and you got to be heard. Think about that. I want every person, and it's not that many of you all. It's a lot of the same people who get on the call on Sunday. And I'm okay with even saying this publicly. And I'm not attached to quality. To quantity. A lot of reasons why new blood can't come in here is because some of you all aren't being renewed. Right? Am I lying? Do you just get on the call and you just get inspired? Is anybody willing to say something? Give me some feedback so I don't leave out feeling like all y'all do is get on here and get quiet. Is that deep that you got to get quiet? Am I giving you too much food? Talk back to me. Open the mic, and then I'll tell you what this word was that Karen pulled for the group. Anybody want to give me feedback?
Grand Rising, this is Tommy.
Grand Rising.
Hello.
Grand Rising. Grand Rising to the Halo Tanya. Go ahead, Tommy.
You.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to convey what rose in my spirit was clutter. And one thing is that, and opening the windows and all of that, one thing that has happened for me is that I'm in the process of decluttering little by little. And I want to just ditto everything that the first caller mentioned and everything that Nina mentioned, is that these tools are so powerful. Every time I go to declutter, and I'm doing it one at a time because I had told myself, I need somebody to help me do this. Well, guess what? I can take it one box at a time. And every time I declutter, I find something that I wanted, I find something that I needed, or I receive something that I wanted. So I just want to say how powerful that is. And thank you so much for the word. Ditto to everything that the first caller and Nina said. Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing. So, Tommy, why do you think people get on and are so quiet, yet they say that Sunday means so much to them?
I think that people get on and they are so quiet is because they may be afraid of being heard, or they may be afraid of their business getting out. They may be seen too much, you know. I think, you know. But when you put it out there, it helps someone else.
Yes.
I should.
You know, it helps the other sisters, especially if it's something that works for you. Like opening the windows, opening your doors, opening the attic, and decluttering.
I got one thing. Like, we self-hypnotize. Stop telling yourself you're shy. I can say that because I've been saying that to myself for years. Stop telling yourself that story. How does it serve you? If it's not serving you, let it go. Get a new story.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I can say it because I've been telling myself that story for years, so I can say it boldly.
Yeah. And I can relate to everything the first caller said because I'm like, why did it take so long? Why do I keep moving in slow motion? I could have done this a long time ago. And I love what she said about the fact that she is out shopping for her boutique. And so, you know, I'm 2020 vision, I'm moving into retirement. And so I've been spending a lot of time alone, a lot of time studying finances, a lot of times envisioning what I want my retirement to look like.
Come on now.
That's me.
All right. Anyone else? Any of the quiet ones want to share perspective that maybe we haven't considered?
I'll speak to it briefly. Sometimes I know I'm on a different time band than most, so sometimes I jump on because I want to be a part of the group and the environment, but I'm also getting ready for a service, so I don't want to interrupt with the background noise and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then another time, I guess, with knowing the process, just coming out of a rites of passage, I've gone through that process, so I wanted to really continue to hold space for my sisters and allow them the time. So a lot of, you know, so it's different things, I guess, that may come up. And sometimes you just overfeeling and you just can't hold it in. But a lot of times I do, maybe that's the leader in me, just kind of want to make sure that my sisters have that time and space to speak just as I did when I came out of the process.
Well, I want to say this really quickly for everybody. Juicy is stands alone. Sunday is for everybody. This is not for people in the process. They have a mastermind space for them to process in the process.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not just an extension of Juicy Spirit, private coaching, or the Juicy You. I say this all the time, and I need for you OGs to get it. This is a Sunday service. This is church without walls. And so I love that y'all go to your other churches, but this is not the process. And this is why we don't talk about the process unless we are in sacred spaces that have been designated as a safe space for the specifics of the process. So this is basically church on the phone. This is a gathering in a sacred circle without walls all over wherever we are, because we're learning how to create a service in our own house. Many of us always have to go somewhere to get it. But no, when you hang up this phone, what do you do in your house? What corners do you go and anoint? You all have been given tools. What altar, what can,
candles are you lighting on your altar? What prayers are you praying in your house? What strongholds are you pulling down on your children, on your marriage? What truth are you not telling that you go into your closet and close up and say, I heard something, I felt convicted? No, this is not just bedside Baptist. This is a motivation, an activate. It's a time for you to be activated. And I'm glad y'all giving me feedback. I'm glad I asked the question. Now tell me, is anybody in here saying too much is too deep? Tell me. I want to know because we can make it painful. I want to know.
Oh, absolutely.
I want to stop serving so much. If you are overstuffed, then I can stop serving so much.
No, ma'am. You're talking about the sick person.
We need you.
You can't get this at church. You won't get this at church. I can tell you that.
We're overflowing in the twerking and dancing, and we're getting it. Trust me.
Yeah. I could not do without it. Good morning. Happy Sunday, Grand Rise.
Good morning, Sandy. What makes you come on the phone as an elder always with a word? Why you always got a word, Sandy? Could you tell those young folks?
And like everything that happens on this call lightens me up. It's just, I'm just beaming. I dance every morning to the song, the opening song. So this is just my joy. And y'all just need to get in line. I didn't speak because I was in here cooking and I made a lot of noise. I was making a lot of noise and I didn't want to disturb. But I tell you, joy is in my heart. And turning 67 and so many things. And I thank you all, sisters, for wishing me a happy birthday, because this is my year. And you know, it's just so many things have been blessing me and my family, and I'm just so overwhelmed. And it's because of the process of being on this call every Sunday that helps me get through a lot of things that I'm going through. But I'll tell you, it's a blessing. I could not do without it. So, sisters, wake up, speak up, talk about what you feel. Because everything on this call today was resonating in my body, because I've been married 4 times and divorced 3. So I know what she's talking about when you're tired and you had enough. So, but I, you know, this last marriage is a happy marriage. We have our ups and downs, but we keep on going because we love each other enough to keep on going together and we stick together. So I tell you, it's just a blessing. Never give up on yourself. Just keep on listening to Reverend Tanya, because she's got a message for everybody. It resonates in you somewhere. Wake up and talk about it. Speak about it, because you need to let everybody know, because you will teach another sister something. You know, hearing what you all talk about, it helps everybody. It helps you on your journey, because we're all on a journey. And I just love the group. I love Reverend Latanya. You know how I feel about you. And I just, one day I'm going to be on that beach with y'all. You know what? I'm going to be there. Believe me, don't give up on me, because I'm going to be there. It's just a lot going on in our lives right in my family life right now. You know how I am. I feel like God put me on this earth to fix this family, and that's what I'm doing. So I just thank you all. You're all a blessing to each other.
Thank you all for keeping it light and laughing with me as I poke with you all a little bit. I really mean it in a real lighthearted spirit, even though the truth that I'm speaking, I know is probably convicting some of you who don't say anything, and I know that you want to, but that is where your work is, because Karen even said something earlier. She said that's where it starts, is when you don't have a voice. When you find yourself not having a voice, then there's so much work to be done. When you find yourself distracted by everything else, or you feel like you're still committed to the tradition, because the tradition, y'all, you got to do is go and sit, stand up, clap, sing some songs, and ease on out. You don't have to engage. You don't have to be seen. Nobody has to see you. You don't really have to change. All you got to do is change your clothes, and everybody think you're fine. Keep on smiling, and everybody just sitting next to you say, hey, sister so-and-so, how you doing? Oh, girl, you fine? Okay, good. But then if you shout too hard, then somebody say you must be going through something. You shouting. So now you come from conditions where you used to being judged when you let yourself go. But you got to be the one that let yourself go on your terms in small spaces, because this space will not stay small. I declare and decree that the numbers will double and triple here. And when these new folks come in, they will override everything. Just like Karen, I had to stop her. Because when new energy comes, they don't take for granted that. How many summers do you think you have? That resonated. Well, my husband been asking me that all year. But I heard somebody else say it because I couldn't hear it when he said it. Y'all keep on saying, I'm going to do it later. I'm going to do it next time. I'm going to do it next year. I'm going to do the rites of passage next year. I'm going to take this class here. I'm going to get my money together next time. I'm going to do this next. I'm going to go on vacation here. I'm going to do this here. I'm going to do how much more time, if you, most of you all are 40 and over, how many more summers do you think you have? How many more next years do you think you have in you? How long you going to keep on putting off your rising and shining for them, for they? For it, the time is now, right now, right now. If you're going to be in rites of passage next year, right now, start putting your money to the side. My mama used to have a savings account, a Christmas club. Anybody know about the Christmas club? Oh, I'm talking about money because I'm dropping some more hints. But my mama didn't make a whole lot of money. My mother didn't make a whole lot of money, but she had a strategy. Sometimes you're looking at the amount you have, but you're not looking at strategy. So, anywho, let me just leave you with a strategy from what's in the group today when we ask the Holy Spirit, what is the group in the group? And the room that was pulled for this to close out on some instructions is forgiveness. 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 I heard that before I came on. We did a forgiveness challenge in last year before last. What I encourage you to do is listen and to weave this into your week. And this is the word really quickly. A life in transition draws upon forgiveness in order to make peace with the past. Receiving this rune, you are asked to consider, who is it that calls out to you for forgiveness? To whom do you call out? To all of you who find the courage in your heart to forgive those who betrayed you, this rune brings a blessing. Remember, forgiveness is for you, ladies. So that rage, that position you hold, that willfulness that you hold, a lot of times it really doesn't have anything to do with you. And I know sometimes the first go-to place is to punish yourself and beat up on yourself. But most of the time, the reason why you're holding is because something has a hold on you. Forgiveness is an opportunity to release it. So now let's go on into our prayer. Just take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose. Slowly out through your mouth. Place your hand on your womb, remembering that you were chosen in this season, in this incarnation, you chose to be a woman. And any story attached to your womanhood or your mother's womanhood, just you speaking that over your life and your womb and the desires of your heart, sometimes that's enough to break generational patterns. Sometimes unconscious generational patterns, sometimes conscious, things that have been spoken over your life. Now begin to speak the names of those ancestors who prayed, some of them prayed for you to be the one to break the pattern. Go on and speak their names.
Yeah.
Josie B. Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Annie Bailey. Ashe.
Victoria Goodwin.
Della Davis, Ashay.
Tammy Ruth.
Sarah
Foley.
Ashay.
Minnie Brown.
Priscilla Noble.
Jeffrey Young.
Ashay. Priscilla Nash. Ashay. Speak the name, sisters.
Francis Young.
All of you. Take yourself off mute. Speak the names. Go ahead. Keep speaking. Any name.
Eddie Mae Weaver.
Ashay.
Elsie Bailey, Elsie Rodriguez,
Harriet Lowry,
Ashe. Mother, Father, God, Holy Spirit, all that is, all that ever will be, we come acknowledging your presence, your power, and we come acknowledging the anointing that lives and breathes and has its being in us. We declare our worth today, that we are worthy to be seen, we are worthy to be heard, and we are worthy to win. And we thank you that it doesn't call for a whole lot of explanation, a whole lot of avoidance to feel, to heal, and to deal. Help us, Holy Spirit, for those who are still avoiding the feeling, the healing, and the dealing place. We thank you for those who are leaders in their own right, that they know that this space is for them, that there are more spaces for those who are always making space for other people, that this time that they get to get the full portion, that they no longer have to play small in order so that others can stand up, that they no longer have to fall back so that others can rise up. We give thanks for the leadership and the women on this call today. But we also ask for the courage to forgive ourselves for carrying more of the weight than we ever were asked to carry. We forgive ourselves sometimes for the judgments that we have made, even when we have accepted the weight that we have carried, that we can also forgive ourselves for any judgments about laying it down. Help us, Holy Spirit, for any of the places where there has been clutter in our mind, our heart, and our spirit, that we will remove the cluttered spaces and let the corners sit and let the open spaces be a comfortable space of making room. Help us to make room for ourselves to rise, to shine. Help us to make room for ourselves to see and to be seen. Help us to make room for ourselves to hear and to be heard. Help us to make room for ourselves to win and to have life and to have life more abundantly. Help us to make room for ourselves to be born again, and that we will not resist the part of us that is dying away. So today, we declare our willingness, our ableness, and our capacity to make room. To make room for the next season, to make room for the next promotion of our finances, our affairs, and our family. And we let it be so. We move out of the way so that it can be so, and so it is.
Ashe. Thank you.
Ashe.
Love you.
You all have a beautiful, beautiful Sunday. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. See you all in our community on the other side. Ciao, everyone.
Ciao. Love you.
Bye-bye.